Now to that breakthrough in the fight to save the Tasmanian devil from extinction. Scientists have completed the first map of the devil genome. They did it by taking samples of healthy tissue from two devils in Hobart and Sydney. Dr. Elizabeth Murchison is the lead researcher, and she spoke to our reporter Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.
As you know, the devil is under serious threat of extinction because of a transmissible cancer which is affecting their population. And cancer is caused by mutations in genes. And of course, the devil being a marsupial, being an unusual animal, we have no genetic sequence, no genetic tools available to understand the devil's genes and therefore to understand the cancer. So the first step along the way of starting to understand the cancer is to develop, to sequence the genome of the devil so that we have an entire map of the devil's DNA in order to find out where the genes are and therefore also find out where the devil's cancer mutations are, which could help us to start to develop therapies and cures for the devil perhaps in the future, at least to help conservation efforts.
As you say, the devil is headed towards extinction. What will this map of the devil's genome mean for helping the animals?
Well, this is really just a first step. Conservation efforts are directed towards protecting the devils from going extinct in the wild. And this gene map will help us to assess the diversity of different types of genetics there are out there in the wild in order to help us to design conservation efforts which will hopefully help us to protect the devils which are still out there in the wild, also assist with conservation efforts with devils that are in captivity, quarantine populations, to make sensible choices about captive breeding, matings, and also the thing we're most interested in will be to identify mutations that have actually caused the devil's cancer and perhaps allow us to target those mutant genes with particular drugs.
Is it possible to find out why those genes have mutated, why there is this contagious cancer in Tasmania?
No, well, that's a very good question. And really, cancer is caused by a number of quite random mutations that occur in the genome. And actually finding out which ones of those cause the cancer is quite a challenge and something that we still have ahead of us. And it's going to be really quite difficult to know how many of these genes are actually involved in causing the cancer.
Your team has discovered that the actual cancer cells are carried on the Schwann, on nerve cells. That was published in Science this year. What's the next step in that cancer research?
Well, the next step is really to find out which of the mutations that we found in the devil's cancer are actual cancer-causing mutations. As the cancer has grown and emerged, it has acquired thousands of mutations. Only a small subset of these mutations actually cause the cancer. So the challenge now is to go through these mutations and figure out which ones of these mutations are cancer-causing.
That's genome specialist Dr. Elizabeth Murchison speaking to reporter Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.